Thank you for joining our podcast, Your Resume, from Okay to Outstanding in 10 Clear Steps. We've put together this podcast to give you some initial information to rework your resume. If after our other podcast you would like more detail, you can follow up in one of two ways. First, you can register for our web seminar series, which will take you through the entire job search process. Secondly, you can also schedule an individual career coaching appointment by calling the Alumni Association at 610-758-4682. During this podcast, we will want to accomplish three things. 1. Help you to avoid the 10 most popular resume mistakes. Since our office reviews hundreds of resumes each year, we often see the same mistakes over and over again. Our goal is to help you avoid these mistakes and help you to move along from submitting a resume to interviewing. Our second goal is to stress the importance of a well-written summary at the beginning of your resume. If you don't currently have a summary at your resume, keep listening. Our final goal is to help you build a focus on accomplishments into your resume. Too often, we write about our day-to-day responsibilities when we should be keeping the focus on our outcomes and results. 1. Demand attention. There's only one way to grab your employer's attention, and this includes having a well-written summary at the top of your resume. When possible, include in your summary the same skills requested in the employer's job posting. Using the employer's specific words will ensure you get attention and your resume gets in front of the hiring manager. Most applicant search software not only looks for keywords, but also ranks them on a weighted basis according to the importance of the word to the job criteria, with some keywords considered mandatory and other keywords that are preferred. If your document contains no mandatory keywords, the keyword search obviously will overlook your resume. Those resumes with the greatest keyword density will be chosen for the next round of screening. For your first position out of Lehigh, you most likely used an objective describing the type of position you were looking for. Now that you have experience, you will want to summarize 10 to 20 skills that match the employer's needs. These highlights can appear in a short paragraph followed by a bulleted list of skills. For more information on how to write a summary, check out our web seminars or career toolkit. 2. Think hard skills, not soft skills. Having the right hard or technical skills will determine if an employer will ever even see your resume. As you attempt to load your summary with skills, not any skills will do the trick. Employers will search on specific hard skills, not soft skills such as team player or communicator. Soft skills are important, but very difficult to prove or measure on the resume. Soft skills are meant to be evaluated during your interview. Your goal is to load your summary with 10 to 20 hard skills that relate to the position. 3. State the facts. Once you have listed a hard skill in the summary of your resume, you must support that skill with a fact. It's important to support these skills with specific examples in the experience section of your resume. Describing a specific project will prove to your prospective employer that you have that skill. The other advantage here is that you will need these examples when you begin to interview. 4. Lead with experience, not education. Most graduates will create a resume when graduating Lehigh and keep the same template. Once you have gained 2 or more years of work experience, it's time to review your categories and the order of these categories. Typically, resumes of recent graduates provide education information after the objective. One resume doesn't fit all. I want you all to focus on your personal situation, not a template resume. If you're out of school 2 or more years, it may be time to lead with your work experience. Your actual experience is more important than your education and should lead your resume. Although you must include your education on the resume, it's better to place it toward the bottom. 5. Focus on accomplishments, not day-to-day tasks. Focusing on job duties is one of the most common mistakes. I know you're listening and thinking, what's the difference? There's a huge difference, and this is the most common mistake we see repeated on alumni resumes. Don't focus on your duties, focus on your accomplishments. accomplishments are so much more meaningful to your prospective employers than day-to-day job responsibilities. Spend some time brainstorming about your skills and accomplishments in all your jobs and education with an eye toward the type of job you want next. Once you have compiled a list of accomplishments and skills, it's time to work on your resume. These accomplishments are not only the foundation of your resume, but are the foundation of what you will later talk about during your interviews. This is what we call star stories. For more information on star stories, attend our web seminar or listen to our podcast, How Telling Stories Can Get You the Job. 6. Don't sweat the one-page rule. I know, you thought that your resume had to be only one page. The length of your resume will depend on the number of years you have been working. For graduates with 5 years or less of work experience, aim for a one-page resume. If you've been working 5 or more years, most likely, you can no longer market your background on just one page. Most often, the professional with 5 or more years of work experience has enough relevant accomplishments and experiences to expand and fill a second page. 7. Too much history can get you into trouble. The rule of thumb for someone at the senior level is to list about 15 years worth of jobs. Age discrimination, unfortunately, is a reality. And even more likely, employers may think that you're too expensive if you list too much experience on your resume. Also, don't give the date of your college graduation if it was more than 10 years ago. 8. Avoid fillers. Just as you want to avoid the ums during your interview, you want to avoid the fillers on your resume. Never use phrases such as duties included, responsibilities included, or responsible for on your resume. Why? Because your resume should be accomplishments-driven, not responsibilities-driven. 9. What are you forgetting? Most often, resumes are created during college, and the categories are never changed. You may have written your resume several years ago and need to add and update your categories. Your resume and your categories may need updating. Consider adding categories such as professional development, professional associations, volunteer experience, awards or recognitions, licenses, certifications. A great example, if you have completed Six Sigma training, add this to your resume. Publications or presentations. 10. Check and double check. Friends and family can proof your resume for typos and grammatical errors. They can also give you feedback on the layout of your resume, although it should stop here. Your friends and family will not know how effective your resume will be. Always have two groups of people review your resume: someone to check on grammar and punctuation, and someone in your field who knows what skills are important to the job. A previous colleague or manager can be a better judge if you have included the appropriate hard skills and accomplishments.